You're listening to The Out of the Time. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you later.
All right.
Well, folks, as you have been expecting since last windy night's broadcast, and I guess it was a little windy, we have in studio with us tonight Mr. Craig Smith, the, what would you call it, president of Swiss America Trading Corporation. And just to give some of you who may not have listened to last Wednesday night's broadcast or last night's broadcast, a little background, this whole thing began when I received over about a two-week period a tremendous number of letters taking me to task for allowing a sponsor for my program who was also sponsoring the Bo Grites show, Lieutenant Colonel James Bo Grites, whom we on this broadcast call Bobo Grits. We believe that he's a Bobo for thinking we're too stupid to catch on to all the lies and contradictions that he's put across over the years. And Grits because I firmly believe that the patriots in this country are going to have his butt for breakfast, and where I come from, that's called Grits. So it has long been my belief and principle that everybody in this country is free to do whatever they want as long as they're not hurting the person or property of any other person. And a long, long time ago, well, I say a long, long time ago, I guess what, about 4 years ago, Craig called me and wanted to know if he could sponsor my broadcast. Since then, we've become great friends. And people have taken me to task over the years because Craig has also sponsored, through Swiss America Trading, Bo Grites, whom I have taken to task many times on this broadcast and have exposed many of his deceptions. And they wonder how I could allow this. Well, last Wednesday night, I aired this problem and told the radio audience, that if this was really a problem, if this was a sign that my radio audience is calling into question my integrity and my honor and the credibility of this broadcast, then something's got to be done about it. And so I took calls and wanted to find out what you thought about it, and not one of you, well, that's not true. There was one negative call, but most were, in fact, all of the rest, not most, all of the rest were of the mind that they didn't care who Swiss America Trading sponsored as long as this program stayed on the air. Since last Wednesday night's broadcast, I have received a large number of letters, way in excess of the ones that took me to task for this original problem, and hundreds of phone calls and messages left on my machine when it was online, because we've been having a lot of thunderstorms, and my voicemail system and fax has been tripping off every time a lightning bolt strikes. So if you've been trying to call or fax me and you haven't been able to get through, that's the reason. So I promised you that tonight we would have Craig Smith in studio, and as soon as I shut up, I'm going to give him 10 straight minutes, just like I promised all of you and Craig, to talk about who he is and what he's doing sponsoring both of these broadcasts. I already know what the outcome of this is going to be based upon the letters and the phone calls that I've received. There's not going to be a parting of the ways of Swiss America Trading in the Hour of the Time unless something unbelievable happens on tonight's broadcast, and I just cannot see that happening. because if it was going to happen, I think it already would have. The fact that all these letters came within about a two-week period has begun to play on my mind that maybe somebody has been trying to engineer this conflict from the very beginning. Also want to make it clear, as I did last Wednesday night and also last night, there has never been a conflict and never will be a conflict between Craig Smith and myself. We have been friends for the last 4 years and will continue to be friends whether or not he sponsors the Hour of the Time, whether it's by my choice or his choice for the rest of our lives, as far as I'm concerned. And Craig can tell you, you know, his viewpoints on that. But without any further ado, Craig, you've got 10 minutes. You can say whatever you want, and then we're going to go to the phones and take calls from the listeners, and you can answer their questions and concerns as you will. So welcome to the Hour of the Time.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate the invitation to be with you tonight on the Hour of the Time. When they say they can't find you, I can understand why, because you live out in the middle of nowhere. It was quite a journey to get to your place. But, you know, Bill, I'm put in a very awkward position tonight because you're accurate in so much as that in the last 4 years we have built a good friendship, what I consider to be a friendship built on trust and integrity and character. At the same token, I have had a long-running friendship, and I want this to be perfectly clear. You know it. I want the listeners to know it, that I've had a very long-standing friendship with Bo Greitz. Bo and I do not see eye to eye on everything. I don't see eye to eye with you, quite frankly, on everything, Bill. But what I've always appreciated about your broadcast is that you tell people, here's the information. You make your mind up for yourself. I'm not trying to tell you what to think. I'm merely trying to provoke you to think. I want you to take the information, and then you make your decisions. God gave you a free will. If he's not going to cross your will, I'm surely not going to try and cross your will. And that message, the essence of your message, has always impressed me. And so I felt that in light of what's happening in America over the last 4 years that we've known each other and beyond that, I have felt an absolute urge, a necessity, a desire, a drive, if you will, to couple not only my business my business needs of being an advertiser to people that purchase precious metals and coins, but also my need as an American businessman that's been blessed by this nation, been blessed by God, to take the profits that I use and sponsor programs like yourself so that the message can continue to get out and that people will be woken up, that people will start to make decisions that will hopefully better this nation and better their lives personally. One of the things that I've attempted to do, and I've been, quite frankly, a failure at it, is be a bridge of peacemaking between you and Bo Greitz. I know that that's not been possible up till now. I haven't given up hope, quite frankly. I'm still going to continue to try. But as I said earlier, I don't believe in any one particular individual's complete philosophies. And this is really not about whether I believe Bo Greitz or believe Bill Cooper, because I believe in freedom, and I believe more importantly that there are specific things that Bo says that are waking up this nation. If there's one thing that you and Bo have as a common denominator, is your desire to expose the Federal Reserve, to expose the constitutional detour that we took years ago when we came off the gold and silver standards in America, when we went to printing IOU nothings called Federal Reserve notes. And that's where I come in, because I can't really teach a person how to prepare for the inevitable outcome that you see coming. But I can be a part of the teaching, and that is preparing them for the financial certainty that we know is ahead of us, and that is the complete collapse of the United States dollar as we experience $17.5 trillion worth of interest-bearing debt in America. Now, some people would say, well, all you do it for is business. I listened to Wednesday's broadcast via tape as I drove up here for the 4-hour drive up here from Phoenix. And you know, Bill, I am in business to make money. But I'm also in business to make money so that I can do something with that money. Because if a man can gain the whole world and loses his soul, he gains nothing. But if he can acquire wealth and use that wealth to promote good and proper messages, then he can do some good in this nation. I have attempted to prove this to the Patriot community throughout the years, not been a hit and run that we've normally seen in this industry. Traditional coin companies will come and sponsor somebody. As soon as the well runs dry, they stop sponsoring them, drop them, and go on to the next person. I've been doing advertising directly and indirectly with Bo Grice for about 6 years now. I've been involved with you for about 4 years right now. And nowhere along the way have I ever said, Bill, I'm going to need to leave. There are times where business hasn't been good as a direct result of the broadcast, or business has been good. That hasn't changed my commitment to hearing your message get out 5 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. I've tried to prove that my commitment goes beyond just the fact that I want to sell coins to people, although I believe that's a very important part of what I do. But I continue to support people. Prime example is Tom Donahue. I don't know if you remember Tom Donahue from years ago.
Yes, I do.
But Tom got arrested, was put in jail. I put up a substantial amount of money for his defense. We sculptured his appeal. Many people don't know this. Maybe they do. Tom escaped custody while we were preparing his appeal. I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to spend the $30,000 plus on the defense, but I felt like if a patriot's in trouble, we need to help that patriot. Or if even a confessed or alleged patriot, because you know as well as I do, Bill, not everybody that calls himself a patriot's a patriot. Not everybody that calls himself a Christian is a Christian, or not anybody who calls himself a Jew is a Jew. So I have tried to, through my continuing support, if you will, of Bo Grice and his radio program, my continuing support of Bill Cooper and his program, my continuing support of others like Tom Donahue, tried to prove to the Patriot community that there's more to Swiss America than just selling coins. We take a substantial amount of our profit and we put it back in to doing what we're doing right now, and that's sponsoring broadcasts like yourself. However, I'm not sure that my sponsorship or my advertising on any of those affiliated relationships is a clear-cut endorsement that I unilaterally agree and endorse with everything they say. For example, I advertise in the National Review. It's owned by, we talked about this at dinner, it's owned by William F. Buckley, who is an ex-CIA guy, once a CIA, always CIA, as you taught me tonight at dinner, but is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of the Trilateral Commission. I advertise in his magazine because I believe that those people need financial protection just as much as any other person, and they do represent a market that I can sell, as you put Wednesday night, my wares to. So as a businessman, I have to look for the advertising opportunities. Your broadcast and other broadcasts give me a unique position in that I not can only make a living from it, but I can also sponsor something that is good, something that is helping the nation. Quite frankly, when you have to expose the things you do about Bo, it doesn't make me happy because Bo's my friend. It almost grieves me to a certain extent because I wish I could change that. But I know you have to preach and you have to teach your listeners, probably preach is a bad word, but teach your listeners what you know to be the truth of your research. I've never tried to skew that. I've never tried to stop that. Bo, on the other hand, has never said, hey, you can't do anything with Bill Cooper because he's attacking me. You've never said that to me with Bo. But what happened was there was a contingent of people that believed that your integrity would be interrupted if that occurred. I don't think, frankly, that has happened, because I know in the couple times I've tried to be that peacemaker in that situation between Bo and yourself, you have basically told me, I don't tell you how to run your business. You don't tell me how to run my broadcast. The minute you want to exercise any kind of editorial dictatorship over me, you can kiss my grits and head down the road. Okay, and I know that, and I respect that, and I think it. You know, I hope that you'll back me up with your audience of letting them know that I've never asked you to do anything for me specifically as it related to a message or pitch, if you will, my company or try and defend my position. I'm here tonight only for one reason. You asked me to come up here. You said, I want to maintain my relationship with you, but I also want to maintain my integrity. And my integrity is the most important thing to me, which it is. It's the only thing you come into the world with and you leave with that you have the control over. I jumped in the car. I canceled some plans to be up here with you tonight so that I could take the barrage of calls of people if they wanted to attack the position that I have. If somebody wants to say that they believe it's philosophically bankrupt or a lack of integrity for me to support both messages, then I guess I can live with that, and I should be willing to take that cross on tonight. But for them to attack you on it, or to attack Bo on it, I just don't think it's fair. Because you have a broadcast to do, I buy advertising time on the broadcast. You know, it's like I bought ads on Rush Limbaugh's program. I don't believe what Rush Limbaugh says all the time. Matter of fact, we were talking about it at dinner. One thing I like about Rush is he's honest. He tells people, I'm an entertainer. I'm not trying to teach you the truth or get your head turned around. I'm just, and I bought ads there because there's a market there to be had, and there's also people that need preparation. Now, before people start calling in, I have a tendency and a credo in my life that I try and look for the good in things. I try and look for the things that you and Bo agree upon. And quite frankly, Bill, there are a lot of things you guys do agree upon. You agree upon the fact that this nation is in deep, deep trouble. If there's one common thread that I know you both hold very dear, is the fact that the Federal Reserve is the largest fraud that was ever perpetrated on the American people. Outside of that, there's probably not a whole lot. Okay? But I can tell you that I am Bo Grice's friend. If Bo needed me, I would be there to help him. I am Bill Cooper's friend. If Bill Cooper needed me, I would be there to help Bill.
And you have been.
And I hope that I can continue to do that, because I'm going to say something that's probably going to offend a lot of people, Bill. But it's been my experience in the 18 years that I've been involved with the Patriot movement around America. Patriots talk a good game, but when it comes to paying the bills, they all run and hide. They want to talk about how we'll keep you on the air, we'll keep you on the air, keep you on the air. But if it came time for everybody to send in $5 or $10, those people kind of disappear. You know it, Bill. You've experienced it. The funds don't come in. You can't pay the bills. You can't stay on the air. And so what we've tried to do is put our money where our mouth is and say, look, you can talk a good game about how you want these broadcasts to continue, but somebody has to pay for them. And I think your experience has been that we've never been late on a bill. Every time you've sent me a bill, there's not been any questions about it. We've paid it. And I'd like to also make it completely clear that I have never paid Bill Cooper one penny for his broadcast. I merely buy the airtime. And I think a lot of people think, oh, you make scads of money off this. Bill Cooper, at great expense to him and his wife Annie and his children, put this broadcast on. I mean, I heard Bill say that he's detached from material things, and I'm with him in his studio right now in his home. And, just to settle some of the worrying moms and grandmas out there, he's not living in a teepee with no running water. He has a home. It has sinks and running water and so on and so forth. So God has provided. But in no means is he living a lap of luxury or, as one person suggested, have a trust fund with millions of dollars. So it's come at great personal expense. I believe that if I can couple my efforts as a businessman of making money and making a profit and turning that profit back into buying airtime, which will allow you to continue to get your message across to America, then I have actually joined my hand with your hand in fighting the fight. Maybe I'm not on the front line like you. Maybe I'm not loading the loads that go into the guns. Maybe I'm not preparing the militias. Maybe I'm not doing all those things that you and some of the others on the front lines are doing. But I believe that the financing of the movement is as equally as critical as the message of the movement, because without the financing, the message can't go forward. So that's my position. Some might consider it to be contradictory. I don't think it is. As I said, if right now we can wake the American people up, and I know this might sound a little bit cold. Quite frankly, I'm not sure I care who does it, just as long as it's done. Because once the people wake up, then they start to investigate. Once they start investigating, they find broadcasts like yours, they find other broadcasts, they find material that they can start researching and studying and finding out for themselves where we're headed as a nation. That's basically where I'm at, and I want to make it clear. You know, I on Wednesday's broadcast, you warn the listeners, if I try and set something up or if I think I'm going to call your bluff, believe me, I'm not a foolish man, Bill. I would not walk into an ambush. And when you said, I called your bluff, I would never call your bluff, Bill. One thing you are is what you say, and what you do is what you get. I don't always agree with it. You know that. You and I have talked about that before. But what I respect about you is your sincere commitment to your beliefs and your absolute undying commitment to maintain your integrity. That I respect and I appreciate. And that's why I'll always be behind what you do. It troubles me when I hear the attacks, but you feel those attacks are important. To you, they're a necessary part of what you do. I never tried to stop them. I never will. I hope one day I can bridge this gap. I hope one day that the things we do agree upon, we can come together and discuss and maybe build a bigger bridge for a wider acceptance not an acceptance of a lie or not an acceptance of a deception, but maybe an acceptance of the opportunity to discuss so that we can share ideas and maybe have each other see each other's side of the story and maybe become stronger as a direct result of it. I'm not saying we should couple our hands with those that would do wrong, but I do believe that even as you said to me tonight early on in your home, you never always believed this way. You believed that anybody that would say the government was wrong was actually the enemy. You were raised in a family where the military meant everything, that the country meant everything. And when you finally found out that the government was duping the people, it first broke your heart before it angered you to present the message. I'm hopeful that that same truth can work with everybody that's in the same situation that maybe you were in. So I hope that after tonight, Bill, we can continue to sponsor your broadcast and other broadcasts. I hope we can continue to help get the message out. I hope we can continue to provide the services that Swiss America has provided for over 35,000 customers now over the last 15 years. And I hope we can continue to do what I believe I've been called to do, which I believe is as equally as important to what you've been called to do.
Thank you, Craig. And as I promised the listeners, the phones are open. I believe we have somebody on the line. Good evening, you're on the air.
Well, good evening. Richard Palmquist here.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Well, manager of KDNO.
You're one of the people I really respect. You've taken a lot of flack for carrying this broadcast.
It's been a long time since we talked, Bill.
Yes, it has.
I could give you some flack for never sending me a copy of your newspaper.
Oh, well, I
never had a sample copy of your newspaper.
Well, I'll make sure that you get one.
That's not why I called. I called tonight for two reasons. I have a practical reason for calling, and as long as we're philosophizing, I can certainly enter into that discussion before we get practical.
First, let me tell our listeners who you are. You're the managing director, and I believe the owner of
KDNO Delano, California.
That's right. KDNO, which covers about, from my experience driving, about one-third of the entire state. You can hear it all up and down the San Joaquin Valley and up in the gold-bearing country and all through there.
And in a sense, in a miniature sense, I'm a co-sponsor of your program because we carry it without charge, which means, of course, that we bear the cost of the broadcast time, as we do for Boat Rights as well, which I think qualifies me to enter into this discussion. And I hope neither one of you misunderstand me, but I believe that we have a form-substance difficulty here in terms of what the casual listener who doesn't know you two and can't, three guys, and can't respect you in spite of disagreements. I think the casual listener is the one whom we need to be really concerned about, because I believe the casual listener is the Hegelian effect to what's going on here. You know, Hegel was the one who taught that what we need to grow the human spirit is thesis, antithesis, and then synthesis with a war.
Conflict.
The synthesis. And I believe that we have Bo out there, intelligence turned patriotic, as the thesis in the minds of these people, and you, Bill, as the antithesis, Bo is a Mason, and the synthesis is that Craig sells gold and silver. I don't mean that to sound critical. What I mean is for us to think very soberly about what the casual listener might catch from this quarrel between you and Bo. I mean only the best for you, Bill, just as I mean only the best for Bo. Unfortunately, as much as I think well of Bo, as of the 22nd of this month, I had to cut his program time in half on KDNO because we had a very real commercial sponsor willing to pay a full rate card for the second hour. And how could I turn him away? Especially the fact that we're laboring under a $300,000 debt at KDNO. I say laboring. We're servicing the debt in a timely fashion, and we have for years and years, and we're getting along just fine, but the debt somehow must be done away with, and that's our chief goal over the next 4 or 5 years. The practical reason for my call tonight is that I have egg on my face, and I hope some of it will rub off on yours, Bill, by the time I'm finished, because of last Wednesday's broadcast. In communications, we don't always get across the concepts and the meanings that we intend when we speak. And unfortunately, Bill, whether you realize it or not, I am almost always in bed by the time your program starts. And so I rarely hear your broadcast, and I did not hear last Wednesday's broadcast, but I certainly heard about it, and I dipped into your tape just to get a little flavor from it. And what I got from it in meaning was that you intended to be off the air very shortly. So...
Well, let me correct you before you go on.
I know the correct answer, Bill.
Wait a minute.
True.
Wait a minute. That is not correct, and it doesn't say that on the tape. What I said was that I may have to cut back on the number of hours or maybe even go to a different time slot. I made it.
Well, I didn't even hear a thing about the other time slot.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was some thought of mobility or change and so forth, and that's what communicated to me. So, we have a difficulty here at KDNO in that your listeners are tearing us apart tonight, and they have been since they heard me announce what I'm about to tell you now out of anxiety over losing your program, in that a new broadcast has presented itself to us, which looks as though it'll be a very high-quality program, and it's commercial, and in other words, they'll be buying the time, and, oh dear, now we have another conflict, and they want the 9 to 10... hour, the same hour that you're on here in our local area. So we've kind of stepped in a puddle here, all of us, and I really regret my part in this misunderstanding, and I just really don't know what to do about it, because I've made a commitment based upon it. Now, there's always the possibility that these well-meaning people who have told me they want the time will not actually fulfill the level of commitment they've made to me thus far. They have not actually signed on yet, but...
Richard, I've got to interrupt you.
Sure.
Because you're taking really so much time, and this night was supposed to be for the comments.
Sure.
and the questioning of Craig Smith by the listeners.
Sure.
Of the broadcast.
Get across to you. I want my listeners to hear it from me that this was not intentional. I really don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you have to do what's best for your radio station and for you.
I'm glad you understand that.
I've always understood it. In fact, when you called me and asked if you could broadcast my show, and you had the request that you would want me to do one thing, and that's cut out the word bullshit, I told you under no circumstances, and if that was what was best for your broadcast, don't carry my show. And my answer is still, you do what's best for your radio station, and I have to do what's best for my show.
I understand.
So there's no hard feeling.
I wanted to make it.
I'd like to say something, if I could, real quick, Bill. Richard Palmquist has been one of the true troopers on the front lines of this battle of disseminating information to the public. And I can't express to your listeners the respect and the admiration that I have for Richard at KDNO for what he's done. You talk about personal sacrifice, he's gone through it. And I understand why he called tonight, because he didn't want any of his listeners to believe that this conflict resulted in a direct result of him dropping out of the time for this other programming. And Richard, I appreciate your call. I'm glad you called us and made that clarification.
You know, my feelings for you, Craig, and I appreciate what you're doing. And I'll let you get on to another call.
Okay, thanks, Richard.
Thank you. 520-333-4578 is the number. And if you'd like to call in and talk to Craig, he's sitting right here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I've been listening to you talk about your feelings about Vogue rights and having to reiterate the thing about Harder again last night, and I really appreciate that, because I'm somebody who has boycotted products throughout my life because I don't agree with the policy of a company that uses labor or cruelty to animals or whatever. But I have found, like politics, the patriot movement really makes strange bedfellows. And I say that because initially I came to my awareness.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're cutting out here, and I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
Let me try. Hello?
Yeah. Better?
No, it's not. Try now.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, that's better.
Okay. So anyway, I came to my understanding through the left, starting out demonstrating against the Vietnam War when I was a young teenager, and God forbid I even worked for McGovern, but at the time I thought it was right.
Yeah, can you speed it up, because we've lost a half hour already, and I really want to get as many people in here as possible.
Well, okay, the core of it is, Bill, is that when I have attended Michigan militia meetings, I've found myself there with right-wing Christians, freemen, hunters, people engaging in activity that is really disgusting to me. Yet I find we share a commonality in that we care about liberty. And you've always said, read everything, listen to everybody, and make up your own mind.
Yes, and that's exactly what I meant. But I've got to stop you on one thing here. You're talking about things that I have no quarrel with Bo Greitz or anyone over. The quarrel I have with Bo Greitz are the lies and the deception and the manipulations that he's used that I have proven. In his own words on this broadcast, that he has proven in his newsletter. For 4 years, I told people that he was not a Christian. And then recently, he has revealed the truth, and he is definitely not a Christian. But for 4 years, I took the flack and the name-calling and the attacks of all of the people who believed what he was telling them. So it has nothing to do with whether a guy comes in smelling because he's been working all day, or he's a Jewish guy, or he belongs to the wrong church, or he stands on his head and has long hair and ponytails. I don't care about any of those things.
Right, right. Well, I just want you to know that a lot of the people that I know, I was never... I see these people as being real control freaks a lot of the time, so they scare me.
Well, that's part of one of his deceptions. While he was wearing that uniform and all those medals, he was telling his audience that he had resigned his commission.
And that he was a peacenik.
That's right. So that's just another deception. Okay. Thank you for your call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. The number is 520-333-4578. And the purpose of this is to call and talk to Craig, folks. So if you'd like to call in and talk to Craig Smith, ask him questions, make comments, or whatever you want to do, that's what this night is for. And he drove 4.5 hours to get up here to do it. So please take advantage. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is John from Houston. I'm glad I was able to get through. Craig, I think you're doing a great job by sponsoring Bill. Again, I'm not going to tell you any more than Bill is whom you should sponsor and whom you shouldn't. But just remember, there's a little part here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 11, and it says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." And you have to remember, it's basically, it's like trying to serve God and mammon at the same time. You can't do what the Masons do, like with their little checkered pavement on the floor of their lodge, where they claim that symbolizes the coexistence of good and evil, because good and evil can never coexist. One of the things I found interesting about Bo Greitz in the book Ambush at Ruby Ridge by Alan W. Bach, not only did Mr. Bach point out that Mr. Greitz was wired when he went in there to talk to Randy Weaver, but one of the plans is that he was supposed to grab Randy Weaver and hold him or bring him out there for the feds. So Greitz, again, was up there like a Trojan horse, as Bill has often said, and Greitz is not a friend of the Patriot Movement or the freedom-loving people of this country, but he is a 20-carat fraud.
Well, let me say this. This program is not designed, at least in my opinion tonight, for me to pass judgment on Bo Greitz. I mean, I guess I could take the same opinion and say the bottom line is that Randy Weaver did come out and did perpetrate hearings in Washington and maybe change things a little bit. But that's not the issue at hand here. The issue at hand here is that I advertise on many mediums throughout the United States of America because I try to attract people to buying gold and silver, to put themselves back on a gold and silver standard so that they are back with constitutional money. Bo Greitz has been outspoken about his distaste and downright hatred for the Federal Reserve. I agree with Bo on that, and because of that position that he takes, I advertise with Bo in hopes that I can attract people to buy my wares, quite frankly. And I don't feel that it's my fiduciary responsibility nor my spiritual responsibility to censor and check and babysit Bo Greitz on everything he does. He's a grown man.
Right. No one is suggesting that, most certainly. But here again, I think it can be counterproductive as far as helping the Patriot community, because Greitz is such a counterfeit individual. And again, I'm not knocking you for sponsoring his program, because I think what you're doing out there by getting the gold and silver out into the community and getting the real money, as you and I would say, out into the community, you're helping to save a lot of people from utter ruin whenever this stock market and the currency both collapse sometime in the next few years. And I thank you for that, and I think you're doing a wonderful job, and I'm not here really to knock you, but it was just my opinion as to Greitz that I don't think that we should be helping a man of darkness like Bo Greitz, because he is counterproductive to everything that good and just men stand for throughout the world.
I appreciate your position. You have to understand, though, being a dear friend of Bo has never openly lied to me. He's never openly deceived me. We've had many, many different conversations, many different things we've done together. And if you had the type of friendship that I have with Bo, you wouldn't be so quick to turn your back on it. Yes, Bill sent me some tapes. I also think Bo has gone through tremendous changes recently. I talked to Bill about this earlier in the broadcast or earlier today. I'm not particularly crazy with where Bo has been coming from recently spiritually, but that's between him and God.
Right.
It's not my position to jump in the middle of that. I do, however, believe that his position on the Constitution and the Federal Reserve and where we're heading as a nation is right on, and that's the part that I support of Bo. And I believe that the free market takes care of a lot of this, John, in so much as that if he gets too far out on a religious tangent or talking about the hypnotherapy or some of the other things that I'm troubled by, the market's going to bring him back in the line, because nobody will listen to the message, and he'll lose his audience, and then he'll lose his broadcast.
Well, what I was getting at is, like, I've had a friend now since 1958 who, back in 1980, got me into the Masonic Lodge, and I got out of it the same year when I found out what it was all about. But again, he and I were as close as two real brothers, not lodge brothers, but real brothers could be. But he lost it with me one night when he was trying to explain to me over the phone, when he was trying to suck me back into the lodge. And he said, well, you don't really appreciate the brotherhood, because until you become a Master Mason, he said, because the feeling is so strong that if you had to choose between taking your own brother's life and a lodge brother's life, you take your own brother's life. At that time, I proceeded to tell him where he could stick the entire lodge.
And I appreciate that, but you've got to understand, tonight is not supposed to be about what I believe or disbelieve about Bo Greitz. Bo Greitz is my friend. I would do anything within reason and within the law to help Bo. You know, I'm sorry, that's going to probably anger some people here. I know it doesn't make Bill the happiest guy in the world, but...
Not necessarily anger us, it disappoints us. You know, let's put it on that plane. But here again, I think that you're doing a wonderful job. God bless you and Bill. But I just think, in my own opinion, that it is a mistake to sponsor someone like Greitz, because although you may be friends with him now, there will come a time when he will betray you, because he is a Freemason, and their whole scheme is to betray the rest of us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you for calling. You want to comment on that while we're waiting for the next call, Greg?
Well, actually, I came here to answer questions about why I advertise in both areas.
Yeah.
And it seems to be that the callers want to convince me that Bo is this bad guy. And, I didn't think that was going to be part of the discussions. But now that it's become part of the discussions, I have never... Bo is my friend. I believe in Bo. I believe in what Bo does. I don't agree with everything that Bo says. Bill Cooper is my friend. I don't agree with everything Bill Cooper says. You and I have talked about this. But I believe in the essence of what you do. And I believe that the common thread that both of you have is that you believe that people should be prepared with tangible gold and silver for their futures. That's what I try and do in this. And believe me, and I hope your listeners understand this, this has been a very difficult struggle for me, too, to be caught in the middle, to not want to believe a bad report about a good friend, or the good friend calling me up and saying, how can you let this other guy openly attack me like this? You're part of it. You're paying his bill. It's been difficult for me, but I have to look at the larger picture. I have to look at the message. I have to look at the fact, and I'll probably get in trouble by saying this, but I don't frankly care who or how people are awakened today, as long as they're awoke to the fact of what's going on in this nation. Now, yes, there's a danger if somebody follows somebody that's expounding untruths or deceptions or lies, as you're talking about. And I have to weigh that into the equation. But I guess I don't have it firsthand like you, Bill. I guess if I was at Freedom 90 that you talked about on Wednesday and I heard that, I guess it would be different. I'm not sure, though, that I wouldn't still continue to want to sponsor the part of the message that I believe in. And I know that's difficult for people to understand.
Well, it's an emotional issue with the listening audience. You and I have been at peace with that for 4 years. But the listening audience, as you just heard the last caller, it's something that really bothers them for some reason, or at least part of them. Sure. Let me put it that way.
And the conflict bothers me, Bill. But at the same token, I have to look at the larger picture. My job is to get people prepared tangibly with gold and silver. I have to go to different mediums to attract those people, to get my message to those people. Whether it's Bo's program or your program or Bob Larson's program or Warren Duffy's program or Tom Donahue's program, or I could go on and talk about others that we've sponsored in the past or no longer. Billy Goodman. I did some things with Billy Goodman early on. No matter who it is, if I'm getting the message out, then it gives me the opportunity to educate people of what's really happened with debt and money in America and get that one little phase of their life turned around so they're on the right track.
Yeah. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Richard from California.
Hello, Richard.
Craig, thank you for the excellent service with America. I've been dealing with you since you sponsored the Arrow of the Time. I listen to Bo usually in the morning, and I find out that his callers inform him of an awful lot of things that he needs to know. And my own opinion is that it doesn't bother me that you sponsor it. A lot of good information does get out sometimes because of Bo and oftentimes in spite of Bo. Just thought I'd put in my 2 cents worth.
Thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. The number is 520-333-4578 for those of you who maybe never knew or forgot the number. Good evening. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. It's Cheney in Houston, Texas.
Hello.
Is that Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
Turn off your radio.
Turn your radio down, Tom Jones.
No, turn it off. Right now or I'm going to cut you off the air.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. You're on the air.
All right.
This must be amateur night, folks. Bear with us.
Well, you've got an amateur here, all right.
Well, talk, amateur, or your history.
All right. One thing I don't like to hear is patriots on their shortwave knocking patriots. Now, I'm not a Mason. Never have been. Won't ever be. But George Washington was a Freemason. And he done a handy job of stopping the British and the Redcoats in that country. And I don't know much about bull rights, except I got a video that was made by the Patriots up there around Ruby Creek. And this particular video is totally contrary to some of the statements you have had by some of these people that called in about bull rights. I don't know Bull Bright personally. I do know he went up there to help Randy Weaver. And we had the FBI, 400 or 500 of them up there. And we're going to go ahead and take out one.
Now hold it. Whoa.
Excuse me, Kenny. This is not what we're talking about tonight, though. You know, this program is not supposed to be designed to promote or solidify Bill's position against Bo, nor is it to defend Bo. This is for you to talk to me and ask me or challenge me with where you feel that I have become philosophically bankrupt or whether I'm off the deep end or what have you in sponsoring both broadcasts. Bo's message speaks for itself. He has to defend his own position. He's not here to defend it, and so I don't think it's right to attack it. Same thing with Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper has his position. You either agree with it or disagree with it. He will challenge you to examine the evidence and make your decision. If you don't agree with him, he's not going to hate you or like you any more or any less than he does now.
That's right. And as I've always said, if you can prove me wrong, I don't mean say I'm wrong. I don't mean show me in a book where somebody says I'm wrong. I mean, if you can prove that I'm wrong, I'll get on the air and I'll tell the whole world that I was wrong because that's what I'm about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, good evening. I just kind of wanted to throw my 2 cents in, I guess. don't want to throw any silver coins, so I'd keep them. But
don't throw gold.
Very smart.
But at any rate, kind of want to maybe just pat Craig on the back a little bit here and say, I don't think that there's anybody, just my wife, for instance, been married to you for 16 years. I don't know anybody that sees everything in the same light. And I kind of agree with Craig here that if we're getting the information out and that people are smart enough to disseminate it, decide for themselves, investigate everything, but the main thing is to get the main message out, to get the Constitution, and therein lies our problems, that we have gotten away from the Constitution. And if Bo Grice can do that, really, I don't care if Bo Diddley and Tweedly Dum do it. If it's getting done, more power to it. The people, once they start waking up, will start seeing things, and that's the main goal. And I think Bill Cooper does a good job of it, and I don't agree with everything that Bill says, and I don't agree with everything I say sometimes.
You can tell he's married.
No, exactly.
I mean, the only man that could say that is a married man, because he has the mirror of a wife to prove that he's wrong, you know.
But I think that's the main thing. And the last thing I really want to see is everybody fighting amongst themselves. To me, if I was one of the New World Order gurus, my goal would be get these people to fight amongst themselves.
But wait a minute. Let me jump in and say something about this. The reason that Bill does what he does is because he honestly believes with his research that there is a potential Trojan horse, or is a Trojan horse there. I respect the fact that Bill wants to defend. I mean, you wouldn't let an enemy in your camp if you're in a battle. I don't believe that Bo is a Trojan horse, okay? I don't believe he's a government agent. But that's not the issue. The issue is that that's what Bill has ascertained. That's what Bill's research has proven to himself and to others. And he needs to take that position. I never try and editorially change that. Just like I have said to Bill, I'm not convinced that Bo is, and I'm still going to maintain my relationships with Bo and still be his friend. Bill hasn't come off on me and said, you got to change your, if you don't change your mind, I'm going to come down there and kick your butt. But he's never done that.
I guess what my point to you is, Craig, is that as an American and a patriot, I appreciate that you are sponsoring Bill's show. I appreciate that you're sponsoring Bo's show, and even to a certain extent, get these people weaned off of government and to understand what the Constitution is. Even to a certain extent, Rush Limbaugh, as bad as he is, kind of opens that door somewhat. And any time you can get a crack in the door, I think it's good. And once you get that door cracked open, the information comes in, you get those minds opened up. That's the important part.
I agree.
And I think you're doing a wonderful job. And
well, then buy some coins from me. I could use the business.
Hopefully, get this economy turned around a little bit. Well,
yeah, listen, I got to let you go. We got to get some more people in here. We're running out of time.
I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. 520-333-4578. Folks, please keep your message on point and directed at Craig and quick. Okay. Good evening. You're on the air.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I've been listening to this going on. Hope I can get through this phone call all the way. Craig, I understand your position completely, and I just completely agree with it. I think that you should, if I had the money, I would support all points of view that are patriotic and constructive. I approach Bo, and I approach Bill Cooper, and I approach all these people, everybody, assuming good faith. I don't care about the divisive things where we're different. For instance, I have an extremely unpopular point of view about religion. I happen to be an atheist. That does not go over well in this community. But, you know, I approach this effort of informing people in good faith, and I assume that Christians do of all stripe. I assume that Jews do that I hear on the radio. I assume that people are operating in good faith. If they're Trojan horses, well, I will watch, and if they actually become Trojan horses, then I won't support them. But until they're they're, as long as they're operating in good faith, I think that they deserve support. If they're, you know, trying to achieve what we all say we're trying to achieve, and that, so I support you. I think this is good, and that's what I have to say.
Thank you. I really appreciate your comments very much.
Thank you for your call. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm glad to get through. I'm glad that Craig Smith has such integrity to support a friend, whoever it is. He supported you, Bill, when the radio tower was burned down and the government's been after you.
Still is.
And he's supporting his other friend, Bo Greitz, even when you're shining light on him. And it sounds to me like he's a true friend and very supportive, and I appreciate his integrity, and I appreciate his sponsoring your program especially.
You know, it's amazing that you bring up the bit about the fire, because that's really when you and I got to really know each other.
Yeah.
When Bill called me up and said, we've been burned out, you know, what do we do? And I think it was either a day or two later, we were back up on another shortwave.
24 hours.
And we made sure to click our heels and come to the rescue of a man who needed to get his message out. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but maybe I am a little bit, okay, in so much as that the message, not the messenger, is important. As I came up here today and listening to the tape of Wednesday night's broadcast, Bill reiterated this three times that I can remember Wednesday. He said, don't worship me. Don't put me on a pedestal. Don't consider me your leader. Take the facts and think this thing through. Bill has a message. I don't particularly hold the messenger holy. I hold his message holy.
But one of the reasons we're in the predicament that we are in is because people have, throughout the years, held the messenger as some kind of a holy man, put their whole trust in people that they've sent to Washington, D.C., and have pulled their head out of what was happening, and nobody knows what happened until we've gone back and researched it. So that's
sure, and I think the reality is that this is what I appreciate about Bill. He says, get the information to make the decisions for yourself. All I can say to you is this. I appreciate your support. I consider myself to be a very dear personal friend of Bill Cooper's. I consider myself to be a very dear personal friend of Bo Greitz. It grieves me that I can't get these guys to see eye to eye. I understand why I can't. Okay, but that's not going to keep me from befriending both of them and standing by their sides through thick and thin. Until Bo came, if Bill was attacked tomorrow, and Bill came to me like you were attacked in Phoenix, and Bill came to me and said, Craig, this is not the truth, I would stand behind him. I don't care if they had 2,000 witnesses that would give me sworn statements. It wouldn't matter. Bill Cooper's my friend, and I would go down in the flames with him. It's the same thing with Bo Greitz. I will stand by my friends through thick and thin, even if I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'll apologize. I'll wipe the egg off my face, but I will be there till the bitter end.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, thanks for taking my call. Craig, appreciate you showing up and running to the roar. I think that says a lot about your character. I know Bill speaks highly of you, but I don't see that this is a real complicated issue. You know, we as business people have a right to advertise any way we want to advertise. The general population as consumers have a right to choose who they want to do business with. If they don't like Bo Greitz and they need to call up Bo Greitz, contradict him with facts and show him, you know, where he needs to be coming from. On your case, if people don't like the fact that you're sponsoring that, then they don't have to do business with you. But I appreciate what you're doing, and I don't have a problem with it whatsoever.
Thank you very much. I might take time before the hour is out here. I know this is going to sound like a little plug, but I guess the thing that grieves me the most about these last two or three weeks that we've lost in the form of exposure to Bill's client, or to Bill's listeners, is that the stock market in the recent tremendous fluctuations and tremendous volatility that we've seen have shown some cracks in the dam, some cracks in the dikes, if you will. Also, gold during the same time period went back from 380 to 385. There are many people calling for a run of gold back to $400. We're starting to see price movements in the numismatic gold coins, which we've been waiting for now for about 18 months. A lot of the confirmations have occurred. David Hall, a market expert, recently wrote that if gold went back to 400 and held for 30 days, numismatic coins would go up by 20%. If it went to 425 and held for 30 days, 450 and held for 30 days, gold coins would go up 50%. And if it went over $500, gold coins would double. And what's sad about this whole issue, Bill, and I talked to you about this at dinner, is that I think because the commercials haven't been heard and because the discussion of Swiss America to call us to talk about the opportunities that are out there, we potentially lost or are losing a window of opportunity. And that's why I was grateful to come up here and try and settle this, because if you've been sitting on the fence or you've been thinking about coins or you haven't made the move, there is going to be a very, in my opinion, small window of opportunity to still take advantage of prices that are on 7-year lows. To me, that's important. I want to see people buy low and sell high. I want to see people buy the coins at the cheapest prices that they possibly can relative to the market for their protection. So I hope after this firestorm of controversy goes past us, we can get back to you teaching people what's going on in America, and we can go back to teaching people about how they should tangibly prepare for the future.
Yeah, well, I think the firestorm is over. And I am more inclined now to believe than ever before that the spate of letters I got, which all arrived within a 1-2 week period, are the result of somebody's manipulation here.
Wasn't me.
I can assure you, everybody, that it wasn't you, and it certainly wasn't me, because you and I stood to lose a great deal by this, and potentially the listeners did also. But this had to play itself out, and we had to reach some kind of an understanding here. And after we know in broadcasting that one letter represents X number of hundreds or thousands of listeners, depending upon the broadcast and the venue and all of that kind of thing. So when you get a whole bunch of letters, it's no little thing. It's a big thing,
and you
have to address it. So that's what that was all about. And I want to thank you for coming up
tonight. Thank you for having me. It was nice to break bread with you and Annie and the kids again.
Well,
I can't believe how big Pooh's gotten.
It always is. And sometimes I can't believe how big she's got. I can't believe how big Allison is already. It seems to me like she was born yesterday. But the kind of friendship that you hear tonight between Craig and I has always existed, always will exist, no matter what happens with the sponsorship of this broadcast by Swiss America Trading. And I can tell you right now, I'm not going to drop Swiss America Trading as my sponsor. And Craig has never, ever even considered dropping the hour of the time for any reason. And there was some in the letter that I read last night. He claimed that you were about to drop this broadcast as a sponsor. Is that true?
No, it's not.
So,
as a matter of fact, you and I talked about it. That I said, if you want to walk away from me, Bill, go ahead. But I won't walk away from you. And, of course, you told me, I don't want to walk away from you. But if my integrity, if that's what it takes to maintain my integrity, you would be given no choice to. And so hopefully tonight this will resolve the matter. And you know, for people that are listening, it's very difficult for me to get back to everybody, but I've very well versed my troops on this. And for anybody that wants to talk about it further or wants additional information on what we do, matter of fact, our new report, Five Deadly Illusions, it's in our third printing. It's so popular. Our number is always simple. It's 1-800-BUY-COIN, BUYCOIN. And if you have something specific you need to tell me, you can call and ask for my assistant, Joanne. She'll take the messages. When we were getting calls, I tried to return every call possible, but I'm out of the state a lot during the summertime. I'm in California quite a bit. But I'll do my very best to get back to everybody and answer the questions. But more importantly, prepare people for the future. Because, Bill, I know how much you believe people should own tangible items like gold coins.
Yeah,
I know how much you believe
that. When you were talking about buying low and selling high, you saw me go toward the microphone because my instinct was to tell the listening audience, buy low and don't ever sell, because you need that gold and silver, because when the economy comes tumbling down and the market crashes, if you don't have it, if you bought low and sold high, you're going to die. And that is the truth of the matter. You're going to die in a ditch with your family around you begging you for some food that you can't give them. So if you want to buy low and sell high, and take that risk, you know, that's your business. But my viewpoint is that you should buy whenever you can buy, and don't ever sell it. because you're going to need it.
It's real money. You know, the one part about gold is that it's always worked for 6,000 years through famines, wars, pestilence. And you're right, Bill. You know, there's only three things that scare me in this world. One is growing old alone. That's why I've been married for 19 years to the most beautiful woman in the world. I'm more in love with her now than I was 19 years ago. I've always been afraid of growing old poor. I wouldn't want to be in a state-run retirement home. But more than those two combined would be the fear of looking into the eyes of my starving children and having them say to me, "Daddy, I'm hungry." You know, we forget we live in the greatest land in the world. There are nations that kids are looking at their parents tonight with those big eyes saying, "Daddy, Mommy, I'm hungry." I never want my children to go through that. I know we're headed for very climactic times in this nation. And I want to make sure my children are prepared.
Thank you, Craig. And thank you for being our special guest tonight. And folks, there was no music during this broadcast. There's no lead out. It's over. Good night. And God bless each and every single one of you.
Okay.